How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody doing all right? Everybody find a seat? Okay, good, good, good. Everybody sitting down doing good? Okay. All right, I want to talk to you about a really cool gift I have this morning. I have a gift. Okay. And what's your name? I can't hear, I'm deaf.
Gibson?
Gibson. I've got a gift for you. Do you want it? Okay. What is it? You can open it. Just rip it open. Be careful, you might rip. You're being so careful. I bet you don't open on Christmas morning like that, do you? Okay, what does Gibson have this morning? Oh, there we go. Grab it out. All right, show him what he has. He has a dollar bill, okay? Dollar bill. Now, did he ask for the dollar bill? Did he deserve the dollar bill?
No.
I didn't know his name till a few minutes ago. But he got a dollar bill. Here's the question. Why did he get a dollar bill? Why did you get that dollar bill? You don't know? He opened it, but he did something before he opened it. What did he do? He received it, right? I said I had a dollar. I mean, I said I had a gift. I didn't say what the gift was. And then I said, what is your name? He said, Gibson. I said, I want to give you a gift, Gibson. And he said, by his actions, he said what? Yes, he took it. He received it. He believed that I wanted to give him the dollar bill. Now, I did that to try to illustrate to you about what it means to become a Christian. You see, this morning, as I was thinking about the children's sermon, I was praying for, I didn't know who was going to be here and who wasn't going to be here. But I was praying and I thought, well, Lord, just show me who to give it to this morning. And so when I saw Gibson and I didn't know his name, I thought, Gibson's the young man I'm going to give it to. I chose him, didn't I? Now, I could have chose, if I had more than a dollar bill, but unfortunately I'm poor and only had a dollar bill. If I really would have been doing it biblically, I would have had more than $1 bill, and I would offer the dollar bill to each and every one of you. And then you would each have to decide. He didn't know there was anything in it. He didn't know what was in it. But then you would have to decide if you were going to receive it. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand about becoming a Christian. The truth is, becoming a Christian is a gift that God makes available to everyone. Here's what God said. God said He loved you so much by your name that He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. He came back to life from the dead in order that you could live forever. He promises to forgive all your sins. He promises that when you die physically, you still are alive and with Him forever. And He calls it a gift. In Ephesians 2:8, in the sermon this morning, I'm going to talk about the gift of grace. And you see, nobody in this room deserves salvation. Nobody in this room is good enough to get it. It's a gift. And here's the only thing. You have to receive it on your own by faith. Just like Gibson received that dollar, Jesus said, I love you, I died for you. And then you have to choose whether you want to accept Him. And it's a free gift. He didn't deserve it. I just wanted to, and God loves us like that. He's got this free gift for us if we will trust Him and believe in Him. It's available to every one of you. Now, when you're old enough and when you start to understand that God loves you and He sent His Son for your sins, I want you to start thinking about the gift and whether you've ever received it or not. The first step is to be aware of the gift, and then the second step is to receive it. Okay? All right, well, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. And I thank you that Gibson wanted the gift. And I pray that every one of them this morning would want the gift of eternal life, salvation through your Son. And we just ask that you'd help us to understand what that means. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.